welcome back to The Blank Canvas, the show in which we speak about visual culture and creative community. I'm Amanda Coulson. I'm the director of the National Art Gallery of the Bahamas, and you're listening to 96.9 Guardian Talk Radio. I have emerging photographer Melissa Alcino in the studio with me tonight. And in case you missed the beginning of the show, or you caught the last segment but missed the beginning, or you just got to where you're going in the car and you have to get out and you really want to hear the last 20 minutes of what Melissa has to talk about, you can go to our own website, which is www.nagb.org.bs. I know that's long and complicated, but just NAGB, the letters of our name, .org, and then .bs, because that's where we live. And then go to the education menu and scroll down to Blank Canvas, and you can see photographs of everybody. You can listen to the MP3s of all the archive shows, so you can do that. When the weather turns and gets cold and it's too cold to go outside, you can listen to Blank Canvas all day long and catch up on what Melissa Alcina spoke to. Also, you can always go to our website, don't forget, and just look at our calendar. So there's a calendar there of all the stuff that's coming up, whether it's a show, whether it's a talk, whether it's a screening. Our next movie screening is actually on November the 23rd. It is a film called La Haine, which means hate in French. And it's a really stunning black and white movie. It was a director called Matthew Kusevitz's first film. And it's actually all about the racial tension in Paris. Because, again, we tend to think that, you know, a lot of these problems, like what we're speaking about, Melissa, you know, we always think it's just us, right? Like, yeah, we've got these problems. But, you know, again, these problems are universal. Mm-hmm. And I think that's also why art is so important, and art and film, because, you know, it allows you to see that you're not alone.
Yes.
In whatever struggle you might be having. And art can also just make you be happy. But even if it's not happy art, I think that you can share that with other people and other people, yeah, can relate. So La Haine's a really interesting film because it's all about the multiracial society living in what they call La Cité, which are the kind of projects outside of central Paris, mm-hmm, and largely Muslim population, but also, again, black because of the colonization of Africa, of France. You were in Morocco, right?
Yeah.
That was a colonized country.
Oh, yeah.
Tunisia, Algeria, those were all colonized countries. Mm-hmm. And so France has a very complicated relationship to Africa, too. So that's a great movie that everyone should come out and see on the 23rd. But before that, you should all come and see Melissa's show. On the 4th of November, when we have an artist talk, or any other time until December 12th, because the show's up. So, Melissa, this show is specifically about, and in fact, that film is specifically about males.
Yes.
La Haine is about, like, again, gangs and, you know, the lost male, mm-hmm, in society. As a female, as a woman, mm-hmm, do you feel it's a different thing for women? Or why did you feel the driving need? You spoke to the deaths that were happening in the United States, and again, those are mostly men. Are you also concerned with how it is to be a woman of color and the stereotypes and all those things as well?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
I learn every day. Like, I feel women are of all colors are always sexualized, mm, right? So I feel like even if I put together a body of work with women of color, I would really have to try to find a way to portray them without making it just about their bodies.
Yeah.
And that's important to me because, mm-hmm, you know, you can always take a pretty photo,
yeah,
of a woman.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? And people will be like, wow, yeah, that's amazing. But I don't want, yeah, it to, yeah, be about what they look like.
Yeah.
So it's a bit more difficult for me too. I've thought about it.
Because even women, we're so trained, right, that people, you know, if you say, oh, yeah, I want to take your picture, we're so trained to say, oh, yeah, no, I'm not camera ready.
Yeah.
No, don't take my picture. You know, no.
Yeah, my hair's not fixed.
My hair's not,
yeah, this is,
yeah,
yeah.
Yeah.
And so that's, you know, if you want to, it's hard to try. It's not hard, but it's not something I take lightly of trying to empower a group of women through photos either, because I, mm-hmm, don't want them to be viewed as objects.
Right.
So I did notice that, mm-hmm, even in the States, and I guess I focused mainly on the States only because we're so highly influenced by them.
Very much so, yeah.
And even when I was in Canada, a lot of the news was being shown of what was going on with the States and Black Lives Matter, Toronto kind of was popping up as,
mm-hmm,
well.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I don't know. So women, I've noticed it as well. And being a woman of color, definitely, it's a lot of a... It's very interesting. I've had people, for example, not believe my work is my work. You know, things like that. And I wonder, why do I not fit the profile? I've had many times, actually, people... I've shown them my stuff, like, oh, you did this, you.
I think that's partially just being female as well.
It's female,
and I think, again, like, you know, I always say I don't want to talk about how people look on the radio because it's not appropriate, but being a pretty girl, being a beautiful girl, you know, like, and that's something that I think many women have had to deal with, is that you are, there's a reason I wear glasses. Mm-hmm. I consciously put them on my face because when I was at school, I was being dismissed because, you know, of the way you look, right? That you're going to have other interests. You're going to just want to get married, or you're going to want to whatever it is.
Yeah.
And I think that that is something very real to women. And then, of course, the additional aspect of being a woman of color.
It's like you're supposed to be a conquest. And then if you do have something of value to show, you can't be attractive with it either.
Right.
It's either you show yourself or your body, not your mind. And so I've had to come up, like, I've had like moments where I've been shocked, but I've had to just contain myself because I just understand that people are ignorant or just, you know, I'm not gonna get into it,
but uninformed.
Let's say
uninformed
and go, oh, you took this,
yeah. Oh, you did that, oh, you can do that, oh, you, yeah.
And I'm just like, yeah.
The best is when you get told you're good at doing something for a woman.
Oh, yeah.
It's one of my favorites, by the way.
I've got told I'm pretty for a black girl.
Oh, lovely. Yeah. Charming.
I'm like, thanks.
So basically, you feel like that subject matter is almost like too big to take on, or you haven't figured out how to do that yet.
I have not figured out how to do that yet. I'm not going to lie. If I do it, I want to do it with the most respect. Not to say that I don't respect men, but men aren't put on and display as in a way that women are.
Right. So to photograph them and display them doesn't come with those same overtones as it would for a woman.
Exactly.
In a way.
And I'd be trying to veer away from that.
Right.
It's like, how does one go about that exactly?
Yeah, well, that's an interesting challenge. Did you find the men very open in being? Were there any that were more, that you were surprised by? Because I do say, and my husband hates being photographed. He won't be photographed, which I think is quite funny. Yeah. But did you find there was a certain element of, like, you know, coyness in front of the camera ever?
Yes, and I enjoyed it. Mm-hmm. I actually did. I wanted to showcase those men in their vulnerability and however that was presented to me. Mm-hmm. Because speaking about being a woman. Going up to a man and saying, without hitting on them, that I want to take your photo, and approaching them and looking them square in the eye, it was well received, but also not expected. Mm-hmm. They did not expect me to do that at all.
Right.
And so because of it, when I took their photos, I also had control.
Mm-hmm.
And they had to trust me for a moment. Mm-hmm. And it's something I just find on the whole, being a female photographer, because I tend to run into a lot of male photographers in the Bahamas.
Mm-hmm.
And being a female, you kind of have to work a bit harder, or you have to just have to show your strength more so, which I have no problem doing, but with respect, of course. And because of that, you end up with some really raw images versus, even when I'm photographing women too, versus, you know, a woman just trying to look cute.
Mm-hmm.
Or because she's in front of a man and the man makes her feel that way.
Mm-hmm.
Or a man. No, actually, men just don't know how to deal with it. But they enjoy it. I don't really know. Like, I watch it in their face. I watch them kind of feel unsure and I'm just seeing everything. And I'm like, so then I start talking to them and kind of sway them to feel more comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the best part, I think, is feeling strength within that, but then not abusing it either, and saying, you know, everything's great, you look wonderful, like, just continue, do, you know, be relaxed, and then start talking.
Do you know when you've got it?
Yes.
Like, do you know that in your belly, like, the one you take is, that's going to be the one?
Oh, usually yes, but what we learned in school And I never forgot it because I forgot mostly everything
else. I think, listen, I was helping my daughter with a math homework last night, and I can tell you that we pretty much all forget what we did in school.
You just forget. You're like, oh, no, what was that one thing?
Yeah.
Because when you think you have the shot, I take like two more just in case.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so usually when I think I have the shot, I'm on point, but when I pull them up on the computer, it's usually like one or two after.
Mm-hmm.
And that first shot was the shot that was composed the way that I wanted.
Mm-hmm.
And I quickly just take a couple.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll get goosebumps or something.
Mm-hmm.
And then feel weird but happy at the same time.
That's it. So yeah. So you pretty much know when you get like, I mean, yeah. Again, we don't deal with contact sheets anymore, but that idea of like, there's 20 images.
Digital contact sheets that I'm, mm-hmm. I make.
Oh, okay.
And I look at everything and I rate everything, mm-hmm. and then I narrow it down.
Mm-hmm.
So it's still kind of like the digital version of circling, mm-hmm. something on a, yeah. negative.
Yeah.
And I enjoy that.
And I'm that old that we did that, you know, like with the red stick pencils and the grease pencils.
I want to do that.
It's great. It's lots of fun.
I want a dark
Polaroids.
Room. I have Polaroids too. Yeah, I want it so badly. I think it's way,
you know, a dark room's
cooler.
Great. I mean, a dark room is, again, there's something, I mean, I think what you can do digitally is amazing, but going
the
back to that discussion
room.
We had about, like, you know, tactility,
yeah.
Smell, all those things, there is something like very, very gratifying about spending time in the dark room and really manipulating an image in a very kind of direct way.
Yeah, you're hands-on.
Yeah.
And I think that's what I aspire to do in the future.
Well, great. Then, yeah. Then that's good. It's good to know because, mm-hmm. we can set you up with a dark room. You don't need too much space.
I would love that. I would just be in.
I wonder how much that costs these days. Because, I mean, I would imagine all the chemicals and everything have changed because probably demand is not. I mean, who knows? I don't know.
It's coming back. I think film is coming back thanks to hipsters.
Yeah, I know. Listen,
thank you,
hipsters. You're annoying, but thank you. Exactly. And like slide things.
Yeah.
It is, all that stuff is
medium
coming back.
Format,
16mm film,
format.
8mm film. Yeah, there's something. I don't know if it's nostalgia or it really is just, again, it's a bit like vinyl, right?
Yeah.
People love vinyl again.
It's
vinyl
a trend,
records.
Though. Yeah. I've noticed a lot of, like, even some of the artists that I'm interested in, like music artists,
mm-hmm.
they're gravitating towards photographers who are young but who are experimenting with film.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I think probably for me what it is that, you know, I don't like watching HGTV because I actually think it doesn't look real. I think reality is a little messy.
Yeah.
And I feel like when you listen to a vinyl record or you listen or something, there's like, again, there's a quality to it which is imperfect.
Which
and I
makes
think
it
that
so wonderful.
It makes it more human, I think. And
yeah.
I think that's why film is different to, you know, digital film like HGTV or something like that. And, you know, it's almost like when things are digitized, they're almost too clean. They're almost too perfect.
Like, you have pores, okay?
Yeah.
Everybody has pores.
Yeah.
Like I understand that there are some people who love looking airbrushed, but I cannot do that.
Yeah.
Could you imagine, you know, if someone takes a photo of you and then afterwards the person's like, that's you?
Yeah.
They must feel so awful after, mm-hmm. even if they think that's the best photo of them that someone's ever taken.
Yeah.
I don't like doing that at all.
Yeah. And it really comes back, I mean, it circles back to how the discussion started about men, but also about women, is,
mm-hmm.
again, these ideas of standards we have to live up to.
Exactly.
Right, standards of beauty, standards of behavior, standards of dress, and how confining that can be and how damaging that can be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hope that people take note and try to make an effort to change that, because I don't know how else to do it. I mean, it's imagery that is causing people to view people in a certain light. Then shouldn't it just be the remedy be imagery to try to change that?
Mm-hmm.
That's the only thing I could come up with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. But, and you've done it. So, you know, you've done it in this show, Some Reassembly Required. How many pictures are in there? I think it's 20, right?
Yes.
And was it difficult to edit down to that number? Or did you, like, know you had your favorites? I mean, how?
I didn't know.
Okay.
I'm not going to lie. I'm still, as an artist, trying to find my confidence.
Mm-hmm.
I know that I enjoy the process, that I love photos, certain photos of people that are linked to certain experiences that I've had with them and conversations, but I still have not found that validation within myself.
Mm-hmm.
To be honest, so Holly was a big help. I just sent her everything.
So she's talking about Holly Bino, who's our chief curator at the National Art Gallery,
and she kind of, you know, together we looked through things, but she really greatly helped me narrow things down.
Mm-hmm.
There's one image for sure, there's one big one, and that is I love this image of this young man. And I had met him on a beach, and I can't find him. He gave me the wrong number to contact him. Or maybe I just slipped my finger and didn't type it in. And he had gone in. He was supposed to go in for surgery, like, the next day or something.
Oh, my gosh.
Because he had an imbalance in his legs. Like, mm-hmm. one was longer than the other.
Mm-hmm.
And I cannot find him.
So, okay, if you met Melissa on a beach, what
Anderson,
beach was it?
Anderson. His name's Anderson. It was on Nirvana Beach.
There you go. So if you know a guy called Anderson, whoever hangs out in Nirvana Beach, tell him the show's on and his picture's in there, and we would love him to come to the opening. Have you invited all the men to the opening?
Yes, yes. And so, one of them is in Toronto. No, one of them is in New York, and he was like, oh, I wish I could be there. I'm like, I'll send you a video.
Cool.
And they think it's awesome. They think it's so cool.
Well, I mean, and I do too. I think we all do, which is why we're so happy to have the show there. I think, you know, the photographs are beautiful, but again, the subject matter is really important. And, you know, you spoke to that also at the beginning of the show that, you know, we all sat here and watched what was happening in the United States with so much horror, but it does happen here. And I know that from the work
here.
That the gallery does, and I do in my own private life in the inner city, that we do profile men that look a certain way. That the men are struggling, and even in a black majority country, you know, the police still, and God bless the police, but still there is, you know, this profiling happens. It's really real. And we're not giving our young men enough models to look up to, you know, and to have part. And I think, again, that's what the NAGB can do. We had some kids come in, and our assistant curator, you know, one of the kids was like, oh, I'm going to XYZ school soon. I don't want to go. I heard this happens there and that happens there. And he was very scared. And I said, well, did you know that he went there? Someone working at the National Art Gallery. And I said, oh, he went to that school. And this kid, his eyes just lit up, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. I could work in a place like this. I could get a job like this from going to that school.
Yeah.
So it's all about kind of changing perceptions.
Yeah.
And we do focus on the negative, and I think that's what humans do, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
So again, I love that we have this show, which is allowing men to be themselves.
Yeah, and just, you know, just the diverse group of men, old men, young men,
mm-hmm.
you know, whomever, and they're just being themselves. These are the faces of, you know, some black people, mm-hmm. some black men,
mm-hmm.
and they don't all look the same, and they don't all dress the same, and they don't all have the same interests.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds so ridiculous that I even feel like I have to do that, mm-hmm. you know, like, I've had friends who've done shows for, you know, women who are, you know, of Asian descent.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's, and I'm sure as other issues pop up, I'll probably touch on them as well. But
mm-hmm. Well, again, stereotypes exist across the board,
they
right?
They do.
You know,
and
redheaded women, we're a certain way. Asian women, we're a certain way. You know, black men, they're a certain way. Like, there are, you know, these stereotypes are very strong, and we do have to constantly sort of work against them. And I think your practice is, you know, helping us do that.
Yeah.
So we appreciate that.
Thanks for letting me have a platform in which to do so.
Our pleasure. It's our pleasure to have you. So once again, Melissa Alcina's show is currently up. It's up already. It did open kind of, we had a soft opening, which means it's been open and people have been seeing it in October 12th. But it runs till December 3rd. So there's plenty of time to come. We would love you to come out on Saturday at 5 o'clock because we'll all be there and Melissa will be there and there can be exchange and there'll be sort of an open studio and a possibility for conversation. But again, if you can't make it on Saturday, come another time. The art gallery is open from Tuesday to Sunday, Tuesday to Saturday from 10 to 5. There is a fee to come, which is $7 for adults, $5 for seniors and students, and free if you're under 12. But on Sundays, when we're open from noon to 5, it is free. It's free for everybody who is living in the Bahamas, legally, I have to say. And, you know, really, it's free for all Bahamians. And the whole point is that, it, you know, it's your institution. So we wanted a day where you could come out and enjoy it. So please come do that with us. Melissa, I'm really so happy you came in tonight.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here. Thanks for your awesome work. And to the listeners, I want to thank you all, too. I had another couple of people come up to me in the supermarket and overheard my voice and said, oh, I listened to your show. And it really, thank you so much for listening. And thank you for letting me know. That, you know, I'm reaching people and it's I'm really pleased to have the listeners we do. So just keep tuning in. And again, like, come to the National Art Gallery. We are there for you and we love to see you. So go to the website, ngb.org.bs. Check out our calendar for our movies and our talks and our exhibitions, and, you know, be a part of the process. Thanks for listening. You've been listening to The Blank Canvas, the show in which we speak about visual culture and creative community. I'm Amanda Coulson, the director of the National Art Gallery of the Bahamas, and you have been listening to 96.9 Guardian Talk Radio. Thank you so very much for listening, and good night.